RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock here on WGR Sports Radio 550, it is the Tee to Green Golf Show. Every Saturday, we welcome you in. Unfortunately, a little drizzle and rain out here in East Aurora, where we are live at Craigburn Golf Club. Looking forward to being with you over the course of the next hour here on Tee to Green. I'm Brian Colsey, along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis and Kevin Sylvester. We'll be up on Facebook on the Tee to Green page here in just a few moments as we welcome you in here for your local spot every week for Golf Talk here in Western New York. Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. But we're here to talk golf, and we're here at Craigburn, one of the beautiful spots here in Western New York. And joining us for the first segment, along with Jeff and Kevin, is the head pro here, the Western New York PGA Pro, Frank LaForce from Craigburn. Frank, good morning. Thanks for having us here.
Good morning, and welcome to Craigburn here. We're happy to have you guys back again.
Yeah, it's great. We love being here. Jeff, I know you're excited to be here this morning.
Yeah, this is one of the places where you... Yeah, I'd take a road trip down here to play any chance I get, because this is a wonderful, wonderful golf course, a great facility, a great atmosphere around here, and you get Frankie with it when you come out here too. So it's a plus, 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 win, win, win every time you come out to Craigburn, that's
absolutely
for sure.
Yeah, the conditions look great, and Frank, for a spring that wasn't as kind to golf courses in Western New York, it looks as though the course is back as if nothing ever happened in terms of a poor early spring here to start.
That's correct. We've got a great grounds crew here. They do a lot of proactive stuff to get the course ready, be it a great conditions through the spring or if we have wet ones like we do this year. But our season is off and running, so we're happy about it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of land, a beautiful property, and this is the type of facility where it's about golf here, Frank, right? It's not about all the other stuff that goes along with golf. It seems like golf is first and foremost a priority here at Craigburn.
That's correct, Jeff. We put a lot of effort into the golf course itself to prepare day in and day out for our membership, championship conditions every day. So we're always proud of the product we have here.
You guys are hosting the New York State Amateur next year, I hear?
New York State Amateur in 2019, so we're you know, getting ready for that. And we feel like the golf course is ready right now if we wanted to host it. So we're up and going.
This golf course can hold up to any any type of tournament test, I believe. I mean, having played here a bunch and knowing the facility well, this is a legitimate, when people say, ah, we have a tournament golf course or, you know, a top, this is definitely one of the facilities that can host any event.
That's correct, Jeff. And we're proud of all the ones that we have hosted, many USGA qualifiers. Last year, we had the New York State Senior Amateur here last fall, and it was just a prelude to the 2019 Amateur coming up.
Brian wants to know if he can get a special club exemption into the New York State Amateur.
Sure, we're
year.
Always looking for caddies.
Yeah. All right, so well, hey, there you go.
Brian along to help us out with that.
Yeah.
You know, even you, Jeff, we get you qualified to caddy.
Yeah, I could do a solid nine holes of that
before
I get tired.
That,
yes.
You know, Frank, one of the it's interesting, people ask me, and I think I answered this online. Maybe it was on a show, Brian. I don't remember. We were talking about, you know, a pro golf event, right?
Could it happen?
Yeah,
in
like I don't know, a PGA Tour event. And I think I wrote about it on Buffalo Sports page. That's what it was. And I said, well, there's a lot of things you need. Number one, you need a course that could handle professional players. And I said, number one choice for me, there were two in the immediate metro Buffalo area. Craigburn was one because I think it's the most challenging and it would be the best setup to, I think, challenge the PGA pros. The second would be River Oaks just because of length. That they can lengthen that golf course. And then you need sponsors and all that other stuff. But, you know, do you agree, can this course, would it challenge tour pros?
Oh, I think to a great level it would. We've got variety out here, which is the challenge for all of them. You know, we've got holes that measure 480 for par fours and 607 par fives. And we have short ones, too, you know, par fours that we can go up to 280. And, you know, really put thinking involved into golf as opposed to just hitting away.
Yeah, and I've found, like you look at last week, right, the Players' Championship, the short, you know, like the course was playing short, you know, one guy played unbelievable, and the rest of it would be like a normal type of weekend, and there's people who had trouble like crazy because of, you know, the thinking part of it, the variety in golf. It doesn't have to be a 7,800-yard golf course to challenge the top golfers in the world.
That's right, Kevin. And, you know, that's one of the great things here at Craigburn. You're going to use every club in your bag, you know, right from the driver to the wedge, and probably a lot of wedges around the greens here with our bunkers and the way the green complexes are developed here.
So, and I feel like you have the premier practice facility in Western New York also.
We do. I feel like every year we're improving on that too, and this year we've gone ahead and did a renovation on our short game area, which is going to help all our members here and anybody that comes over for a lesson too. And that aspect of golf is really the target everybody should be after, 100 yards and in.
I guess I'm wondering also how you have money for a putting green with Tim Faulkner on staff and the food budget it must require to feed Tim Faulkner on a daily basis. But
it's that was just
I had to throw that
but
in
truthful
there.
Shot.
Yes.
<you know?
laughs> but it seems like it's a priority for you to maintain a really nice practice facility because there's a lot of serious golfers out here.
That's correct. And, you know, that is one of our target things here is always keep our practice facility at a high level and give them variety over there. So redoing our short game area to duplicate what's on the golf course as far as our green complexes was one of our goals, and they're achieving that right now with what they're doing out there.
If I said to both of you that I had a half hour every day to practice here, like, what should I be doing? Because I think, including myself, I think there's many people that maybe don't practice the way that you think that they should, and that, you know, they should be doing a... You know, there should be maybe some sort of plan, some sort of routine. Like, what would you suggest if I said, you know what, I got a free half hour every day, I'm going to come over and practice. What should I be doing?
You know, I'd spend a lot of that time around the green. That's people practice. It's real fun to practice your swing, but learning to score is more important. If you play with an average player a lot of times, you know, they'll get up next to the green in two very frequently or close to it. But the good players are going to get up and down far more. And that's where you're going to save your strokes. They have such a variety of shots you can hit around here that I would probably, if it was a six-day practice schedule, I'd probably spend four of those half hours chipping and pitching and bunker play and putting, and maybe 2 days a week working on my full swing.
Yeah, Jeff, you're 100% right. Everything should be 100 yards in. You know, and if, when we're starting our juniors, that's where we start. We start the course backwards. We start them on the putting green, short game shots, and then up to the driver. But really a great plan of attack for any practice session is to, you know, put it down on paper what you want to do too. You know, dedicate 5 minutes for chipping, 10 minutes putting, 15 minutes, you know, 100-yard shots. But put it down on paper just like you do everything else in your life, and it'll be more successful.
The other thing I like is to play some games or have some goals or have you know, try to challenge yourself while you're out. Don't just randomly hit shots. They try to hit five. You know, I'm not going to leave till I hole out three chips or something like that. Make 23 footers in a row, whatever it is. Set some kind of goal. Put some kind of pressure on yourself while you're practicing, so it's just not a walk in the park to simulate tournament conditions.
Yeah, and to both your points, I think one of the key things too with the short game, the wedge game, Jeff, you talk about around the greens, is figuring out, okay, what club are you most comfortable with those chip shots? Is it the 60? Is it the 56? You know, are you closing the face a little bit? Are you opening the, you know, like what? Like, you shouldn't just do the same thing every time, right? You should experiment and figure out, okay, you know what? My 60 is my club here, you know, or right around the collar of the greens, perhaps, and then maybe a little further back, it's the 56. You know, I think every golfer should carry more wedges, frankly, because you know, think about a round of golf and like, man, didn't hit my six iron today. Rip it out of the bag and throw another wedge in there, right?
That's correct. And, you know, that's one of the biggest fitting disciplines that we're starting to do is wedge fitting. Everybody should have, you know, two, three, maybe even four wedges, because that gap is the scoring area of golf. And when you go out to get fit for a $400 or $500 driver now, you're spending a half hour to an hour sometimes, but a lot of times people just come in and say, oh, I like that 56, and pick it up and go. Right. When there's varieties that you actually need, and you should go through a wedge fitting, which a lot of companies do now.
I did that with some wedges last year, and just like, I needed new wedges, and what a difference, right?
Because
it got the right gap for me, too.
Right.
You know,
you talked about 4 to 6 degrees between your wedges. Clubs now, the lofts tend to be stronger, so your 9-iron might be what your pitching wedge was even 2, 3, 4 years ago. And there's so many different bounces and grinds, and the lie angle matters when you're getting fit for wedges. So getting fit for wedges, that's where you score. You know, people, like you say, they want to buy a $500 driver, and that's great, but you're going to hit way more pitches and chips than you are a driver throughout your round for the most part.
7:10 here, the time on Tee to Green. We're live at Craigburn Golf Club in East Aurora. Beautiful spot here inside. We have a nice bay window look at the course.
It's a cool little room.
What is this room actually called, Frank?
It's the fireplace and also our boardroom here. And we also use it on weekends for private dining parties. But this, all the buildings here were built in the 1920s, and they were part of the Goodyear estate back then. And, you know, what we're in is actually the old horse barn. Right now,
because the dining room area has those stables still there, right? Like the walls of them, kind of in some sense.
Yep, they've left the walls up and just renovated them very nicely, so you can go in and eat the same places that and you know the horses ate. So it's real nice.
But they'll give you a plate, not a bucket, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're overlooking.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really nice. We're overlooking 18 in this 10th hole. That sends you off here right by the big flagpole. Is that a new tee box on 10 that was put in, or was that always back there, back by the flagpole?
The tee box back here by the flagpole on 10 was put in about 15 years ago, with the vision of one of our presidents at the time, Tony Haina. And really, it's a great addition.
Great player, by the way.
To golf course, yeah. Tony. Great athlete. Yeah. All-around athlete.
Big hockey player.
Nicholas
hockey grad. Player.
Yeah. Played hockey and played a high level of golf over his last 20 years. So he's a good athlete, and he was a good president for Craigburn and moved us in a good direction.
Absolutely.
That hole 10, maybe, I was just thinking of the holes in the golf, it might be the most underrated hole in this golf course. I think it's a great hole.
Yeah.
I think it's
long. It is. You never want to come to Craigburn and have to start on 10.
Because I would agree.
You know, the right way to play that hole probably from the flagpole is to think of it as a par 5 and go out and try to make birdie. you know, and be happy with a bogey if you do it. And
yeah.
Just to get your round off to the right discipline.
Well, the green complex to me, too. I mean, it's not just the distance, but the green complex is, wow. I mean, just challenging the undulations on it. Yeah, the hills around it.
Correct.
I mean, it's just it's a great golf hole.
Yeah, probably about 15, 18 years ago, we had a Golf Digest architect here, Ron Witten. And Ron walked the golf course and thought that these green complexes were probably one of the best that Trent Jones Senior's ever developed. Each green itself has three distinct areas for pin placements, and with the undulations and areas around the greens that force putts in certain directions too. They were very unique at their time and really have stood the test of time.
There are obviously people listening that haven't played here ever or been on the grounds here ever. If you were to describe to them over the radio what their experience would be like of playing here, I mean, what would you say to them if you could give them a 1 minute synopsis of what it would be like?
Sure, I think it's a golf in heaven, really, right here. You're out in a great environment of Craigburn. You know, the golf course is set up every day, just beautiful, and it's quiet. So to me, it's a walk in heaven every day.
Great course to walk. Great course to walk, yeah.
I always, you know, on the occasion you get an invite here or a few tournaments, I know you guys only do a few, but a few tournaments that are here, charity, it's like, wow, we're playing at Craigburn. Like, you know, it's like, it is.
It's special, definitely.
It's a special place to play golf. And, I tell people who, like, oh, my kid's really good at golf. I go, if he's really serious, go join Craigburn. You know, get him over there because not just because of the golf course or the test that it is, but because of the practice facility that we talked about earlier. I've always thought like the really, really serious golfers, if they aspire to do something, they're at Craigburn.
They're at Craigburn. That's correct, and I think that's one of our drawing points of how we keep the conditions here day in and day out. You know, and I don't want to say we just target those golfers because we target the people that love golf. You can be a 35 handicap and love golf, and this is the place to be. And the environment is golf-oriented, and, you know, our staff here, professional staff, is all about golf. The grounds crew and their committees and all our committees here at Craigburn are targeting our golf course, and it's just a great way to develop your game.
Frank LaForce, the Western New York PGA Pro, with us here from Craigburn as we broadcast live on Tee to Green, along with Kevin Sylvester, Brian Colziel, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Thanks for being with us here on WGR. We're going to get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, but before we do that, just a couple of thoughts on the Players' Championship from last week. Of course, the known fifth major on the PGA Tour. Kev, you were there last week for PGA Tour Radio, and Webb Simpson ran away with it. For a little while there, the excitement of what Tiger was doing on Sunday, we should definitely bring that up.
Yeah.
It looked as though it was going to be Simpson's, though, throughout. And then when Tiger went to the 17th and put his ball in the water, that officially ended maybe any sort of miracle finish that we might have gotten. But we've got to credit how Mr. Simpson played. He was outstanding throughout.
I love how fast he plays, right? I mean, like, there are some guys who... It's like, come on, you need to.
Some guys?
Yeah, right. but then you think about how much they're playing for, and then I'm like, you know, I'd probably take my time, too, and give that another read
but
when
look
you consider
at,
what's
but,
on the line.
But the things he talked about with his confidence, how it's changed with his putting stroke,
well,
with
the
his caddy and all that.
It's been a year. It's been a year.
But that's part of the speeding up play probably thing, is that when you're confident, you're not going to sit over the ball for an hour.
When you look at his swing, like he gets his line and boom, he just, you know, he hits. I guess maybe that's, the commitment that he has to his shots. His putting, I mean, it's been a year since he adopted the, you know, paintbrush claw type grip because, you know, he was an anchored guy. And it took him a while to adjust to that. His body's changed. I mean, I don't think Webb has an ounce of fat on him anymore. And so I think there's a lot of adjustment that happened over the year. I mean, this guy won. He's only 32. I thought, you know, you say that, well, Webb Simpson's been around forever. He won the U.S. Open when he's like 23, 24 years old. So, you know, he's been around for quite some time. And all he really had to do, I figure, like, you know, on the weekend, if he just shoots 400 par, you know, 70-70, he's got it. And that's essentially what he did on the weekend. He just needed to keep that on the train tracks there. And someone had to make a great charge. Dustin Johnson, I thought, was one of those guys capable. He was tied 3 going into the weekend. Someone I was following, but just nothing happened for him. It was just, you know, Just he's not the kind of guy who makes the charge either. That's not Dustin Johnson's game, and nobody else. And Tiger was making the charge, but he's too far behind, and so to put that pressure on himself, like Tiger knows what he needs to do to make the charge, but one little thing goes awry and it's over, and then he gets to 17 and rinses it. But I tell you, the theater there, I was a couple groups behind Tiger, and to hear the roars at 11 and 12. With that group, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, you've been around the Tiger Roars, yeah. Brian. I mean, it's just something special. And the buzz on the golf course to have Tiger Woods out there in contention playing is something fantastic. And then I was walking up 16, and I hear the call in my headset of Tiger on the tee, and then I didn't need to know what happened. The crowd just let you know. I was like, I'll tell you, it was a cool moment. So I don't. Have you guys been to Sawgrass?
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, 16-7. It's just great theater, right? I mean, it's a stadium there, the lagoon, and Kiradek Afi-Barnrat had a chance at the course record. He's 8-under with 3 to play. Course record's 9-under, which Webb Simpson and Brooks Koepka end up setting last week. So he's got the par 5 to play, and he ends up parring. He couldn't get up and down for birdie. It's a tough pin over there on the right side. So he goes to 17. Birdie, chance at the course record. He knows it. He fires right at the pin. Comes up short. Immediately asks for a ball. Doesn't go to the drop zone. It's an awkward shot. It's like 80 yards from the drop zone on the back ribbon. Puts a different club, even shorter.
Ugh.
Immediately calls for another. He's tin cupping it. I'm like, this is awesome. And the crowd went nuts for him. He just put it on the green, made 7, like dashed the hopes. But I just thought it was a kind of a cool moment. The pro's like, I'm going to make this shot here.
And his caddy screaming at him, oh, you just cost me so much money. Buddy.
Well, I mean, come on, you guys are, better players than Brian and I, but when you hit a bad shot, like, I got that shot. Come on, you just want to do it again, yeah. Right? It's like you're not proving it to anybody else but yourself. Like,
that's right.
This is stupid. I can hit this shot. So,
and if you play it in non-tournament conditions, it's not a daunting shot. I mean, it's 135 yards to a green. I mean, it's not super hard, but in a tournament with all that on the line, and, it's a little.
I mean, it's really just,
Have you played the course, Frank?
Oh, yeah.
So what? Tell us what a standing on 17. There, like, what are you thinking on there? Because people love that hole.
Oh, it was a great experience. It was 25 years ago, and even then, I was there with a friend of mine, Paul Sanders, who's a golf pro outside of Buffalo, and Paul and I were playing the golf course, and for some reason, we didn't have enough ammunition with us that day. We got down to that hole with we each had like one ball left in our bag, so we did have the pressure. Not that Webb had or anybody like that, but
you got to
finish and going in the ponds after balls, they're a little risky too with the alligators and all. So we we both were fortunate to hit good shots there.
I thought Phil Mickelson on Thursday, he wore the long sleeve business type shirt, and I joked to our guys at dinner after, he needed a third sleeve to play the hole because he rinsed it twice too.
Yeah, the water level went up.
It's a neat hole. It really is. Anything can happen on it, and it's a great, great theater, great stage. And what they've done there, I was there last year, and what they've done just in improvements, they're doing stuff every year to the golf course, to the experience down there. It's just fantastic.
So what do you remember from playing that hole?
I actually hit it close. I birdied 16. I wasn't playing that good that day, but I birdied 16. I hit it close. And I misread the putt. I hit it like 4 or 5 feet and misread it and missed it. That's what I remember. So that's anticlimactic, but that's my story.
You're dry.
I played with Tim Faulkner that day. You can ask him what he made on that hole. Yeah.
Well,
I'm picking on him a lot already today.
How about the drive at 18? Like, that's a pretty intimidating drive, isn't it?
It's tight. I hit it in the water there. Yeah,
it's tight. There's nothing, no place left.
Right.
And right's no, gimme either because there's trees down the right. And
it's into the wind.
And, it's a narrow fairway.
Yeah, unless you want to hit it short on the right side of the fairway and leave yourself about 220 to the hole, and that's no picnic of a shot either.
It's probably better to play it with 3 7 irons as opposed to trying to hit driver,
an
iron.
I'm always
chopping around.
Like 10 here at Craigburn.
Yeah. There you go.
Some of the shots, like Jason Day hit one from the pine straw over on the right, because, you know, many players, you know, they aim at those trees and try to draw it off of that. If it doesn't draw, they're, you know, pitching out. But he had a window, like, you know, the size of a hamburger, you know, and he hits it through there onto the back of the green. It was incredible. I went over and stood where it saw where his divot was, and I'm like, what was he thinking? Now, this is how good these players are. I mean, it's just incredible the shots they're able to hit on that golf course.
But that tournament, it's just got, as you said, the stage and the seating for everybody in the course itself is great, but it makes, of course, wonderful television. I mean, the overhead shots of the Island Green and the ball, how they have it from up in the blimp or the drone camera up there with following it right over a top. I mean, it makes tremendous TV.
All right, so you know, on 16 and 17, when they get that shot, there is this guy must be the bravest cameraman in golf. He's on a crane about, yeah, I don't know, 100 feet in the air, even higher. Like, and that's the flag that the players look at to see the wind, because all the flags around the stadium, if you will, they're blown in all different directions, but on the top of this crane, and the guy shooting the tee shots down 16, and there's a fellow by the tree in the lagoon who's shooting the green itself there, and they have a cable camera there also that runs. That's pretty cool. Jeez. But the guy way up high, I'm like, man, you, I don't know if there's enough money in the world for me to work up there, that tight space, that high. But they look at that. He's got an American flag up there, and they look at that flag. That's which way they know the wind and try to help that club selection on 17. So that's how they get a lot of those shots. And then, of course, they have the blimp up there, Brian, but yeah, a lot of those aerials. It's interesting how CBS and NBC do it differently. CBS will have – they have a guy on a huge jib crane that they drive around, and the guy walks behind and will go hole to hole, and that's how they get a lot of their aerial shots on the green. Whereas NBC will, you know, they have a drivable tower, yeah, that wow, guys on, they raise it up. It's pretty neat. Pretty neat to see how they do that each week.
That's really cool. Absolutely.
But you know what? If fans are looking for a tournament to go to, you know, you have the opportunity to go to the Masters in a practice round, and yeah, it's tough to get tickets for that. Which, by the way, you can apply. Tickets are open.
For the players.
No, for the Masters.
Oh, for the Masters. Right,
yes,
it's open,
yeah,
now.
The lottery's open. Yeah. You can buy tickets now for the players next year. It's in March. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend next year.
That's right. They announced
that. But that's, you know, it's accessible, and all the top players in the world are there, and it is just it's a great experience for everybody.
And don't forget, next May, the PGA Championship will be moving from August to May, and it'll be at Bethpage Black. So it'll be closer. To us here.
We'll try to qualify.
That's right. You guys can get in. Frank, can you join us for another segment?
Oh, sure.
Do you have to go anywhere?
Sure.
Okay. We didn't get
our tip
of the weekend. So we'll step aside here.
Too busy talking golf.
That's right. Yeah. 7:25 here on TD Green. We're live at Craigburn Golf Club. Beautiful day outside, right? It's going to be. The rain's supposed to go down, so we'll be all right.
I'm questioning whether we're getting baseball in today or not.
That's right.
Well, golf, you can, you know, dress for the atmosphere.
That's right.
That's right.
They
make rain gear, and Frank sells it here in the pro shop.
That's right.
It's an outdoor
game.
That's right.
Get ready and suit up and get out there.
That's right. More with Frank and all of us here on TD Green as we return from Craigburn right after this timeout on WGR.
Innovation begins at a single point. Elements, each with their unique character. Fire Forge Steel creates unprecedented control. Chemistry delivers a touch so soft, combined to create a level of performance previously unimagined. Like magic, the Elixir, the new Tour Ball from Encore.
Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston is getting set to host the 60th annual Porter Cup this summer on Wednesday, July 18th through Saturday, July 21st. The tournament has been host to golf greats like Ben Crenshaw, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson. If your USGA handicap is 3 or less, you can participate in the Porter Cup qualifier on Monday, June 25th at Niagara Falls Country Club. For more information and to register, visit PorterCup.com. And if you want more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, head to NiagaraFallsCC.com.
Your body's not invincible. Caring for your mom is an acute reminder of this. I'm Susan Banks, and at Absolute Care, we believe mom can return home if she has it in her. And if it's there, we're going to find it. Our rehab care is designed to get mom healthy and send her home safely, where she'll receive complimentary hot lunches for a month.
There is always a way. Absolute Care.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Welcome back to Craig Byrne here in East Aurora. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, and the PGA Pro here at Craig Byrne, Frank LaForce, part of our roundtable. Thanks for being with us here on WGR. If you're just joining us, just waking up, don't forget we start every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. We'll have the entire show audio up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com.
It's
just a little bit.
I had to interrupt you again, sorry.
That's all right.
You know, a couple weeks off from doing that. There's already like an hour of daylight. You know, yeah. Before we come on, so why wouldn't you be up, awake, and ready to go? Right?
Absolutely. The weekends when it's bright early, like it feels good to get up and get going and start doing stuff, whether it's golf or whatever.
We have a crew here that they're out here every morning at about 6:30 playing. We had a hole in one at 7:20 on Thursday morning.
That's early.
On our back nine.
Wow.
On our back nine, and they were making the turn. So.
And it was the closest to the pin buying at the pro shop. You told nobody, right?
No, he was with a group. It was him and his buddies. So
that's
it
cool.
It was legit.
Frank, how many PGA professionals here? This is a great facility. I know you got a great staff, and we pick on Tim Faulkner. He's a great PGA professional stuff. But how many PGA professionals on staff here?
We have four on staff. Myself, Tim Faulkner, Mark Kirk, and Tony Sacamano. So we've got a great round table of people here ourselves that we work with. And then we've got a few PGA professionals and CPGA professionals that are members. So Lonnie Nielsen, our former pro here, and a good friend of mine, and Mark Balin. So we've got a good group of people here. That's for
nice
sure.
Skins game. Yeah.
Well, last year when we came to do the show here, we had Lonnie on as well. And,
sure.
Obviously, I'm sure he's very proud of when we had him on, and I was speaking with him here last year. He's very proud of the fact that he plays here and loves coming here to play.
Oh boy, he's been a wonderful person for us here at Craig Byrne over the years that he worked here and the years that he's a member here now. So he's all about Craig Byrne. You know, he brought his family here back in 1983 with no sight of ever being, you know, east of the Mississippi growing up in Iowa. So he really took a leap of faith, and it's been great for everybody. So
no
we're
doubt.
Happy to have him.
All right, let's get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. And we're going to talk about, what, the five-footer today, Frank?
Yeah, putting.
The putting?
I think putting is, you know, the area where we can score with. So, you know, my big tip on putting is, you know, get the line and pull the trigger and get it to the hole. Just like you do in bowling, you're looking at the line. You're not looking at the ball when you're throwing the ball down, or basketball when you're shooting it. You're looking at the hoop. So get your line, get a feel for the pace, and then pull the trigger and let it go.
Yeah, and you talked about routine would be an important part of your putting. If you start doing different things, you know, every time you putt, then you'll be inconsistent. One of the drills I like for working on your line, because on short putts, the line is more important than the speed. And it's all where your blade is aimed at impact. So if your path can be a little askew and still you can make the putt if you square up your blade somehow, but lay down a chalk line. It's the simplest drill you can do. Snap down a chalk line, find the straightest putt you can, and make a bunch of 4 or 5 footers on that chalk line. Just the confidence of watching that ball roll in the center of the hole every time, and you know your blade's square, you can follow your path, you can adjust the speed. And doing that regularly will certainly make you a much better short putter. If you're a little bit twitchy with your short putts, seeing that putt roll in time after time after time will give you confidence, and you're practicing and ingraining the right moves in your putting stroke.
Yeah, Jeff, you got a great point there with that chalk line on the ground, or even a pull, a string above the putter blade.
To two pencils or something like that?
Right, yep. Correct. You know, anything visual to help you see that ball going is helpful. And seeing it going is good. And hearing it going in is even better, too.
And those putts are very important in the Duster Challenge, which
is coming up.
Yes, right. It's coming up. Registration's open, by the way. Frank, you got to come out to the Duster Challenge this year. It's a putting tournament, 18 holes. We do it at Fox Valley on the putting green there. And we do stroke play, and then the top 16 advance to match play playoff to the champion. It all benefits the Western New York PGA's Reach Foundation. And that's happening August 3rd.
August 3rd.
Friday evening, August 3rd. DusterChallenge.com. It's open to everyone.
Register now.
Register now. Get in. Save $5 in the registration. So it's $45 right now. That comes with food off the grill, comes with beverage. It comes with a nice gift for showing up, and the prizes and the money goes to a great cause. So Friday, August 3rd, DusterChallenge.com. It is the most fun you'll have on a putting green this year.
I agree.
All right.
The mistakes that amateurs will make on short putts, what do you see the most that you would try to tell people to avoid? Like, what are the errors? Why do people miss those ones that they should make? Like, what are you seeing?
I think they put, you know, a lot of pressure on themselves, that five-footer, that they feel like they should make it, where you should just be relaxed and do it like any other putt on the putting green and, you know, go through the routine, like Jeff said. Routine and discipline will, help with consistency.
Hey, look at the tour percentage. It's 68%
at 5 feet, right?
At 5 feet.
Yeah, so they're still missing 32.
Right.
Yeah, and these are the best putters in the world.
And they're practicing an hour a day putting.
Right. So they're making 2 out of 3. So for people that play, you know, two times a month, you might make 1 out of 3. Like, I guess that might just be what it's going to be, right? I mean,
well, you'd hope it'd be a little better than that, But you can
see those are skewed by a guy who's having a terrible putting round. I mean, like there are 144 players in the field, right? You know, each Thursday and Friday, they skew the stats a little bit if they're having a horrible.
But when you look at the leaders, what are they doing? They're 30 for 30 inside of 8 feet that week. A lot of times,
right.
The mechanical mistake
Jason
I
Day
see
is like perfect from 5 feet in.
The mechanical mistake I see a lot is movement. Like their bodies will move. You watch a lot of poor putters and their knees are moving while they're putting, and you watch good putters and their knees aren't moving. I talk about this drill a lot. Put your butt against the wall and make a bunch of practice strokes and just keep that lower body solid, and that'll help a lot.
Yeah, and that's a building point for your whole golf swing is your lower body. It's like the foundation of a house, and if you had a real loose foundation and a little wind, that thing's going to blow all over. But you've got to keep your legs quiet. You know, we always we start our juniors off putting, and we get one of the little, your little basketballs and just have them hold it between their legs while they're putting. And it just, you know, it makes it fun for them, but then also it ingrains discipline and keeping the lower body quiet.
And what's the hardest thing to do in the wind is probably putting when you're playing golf. I think putting is hard on a windy day to be successful at.
Sure.
Lucas Glover, when he won the 2009 Open at Bethpage, I remember him saying that because his putting was so good that week, I remember a quote from him afterwards saying about a drill that he did, that he said his practice routine that year that him and his caddy would do, that he had to do 50 in a row from 3 feet before he would end his practice routine. And he said if he missed one, he started back at zero.
Like shooting free throws.
And he went over again. He said from three feet, obviously, you're a little in closer than five, but he said those are the ones. He goes, that's a stroke or two in the tournament could be the difference between winning and losing. He goes, I had to end my practice routine. I had to make 100 in a row from 3 feet or 50 in a row. I can't remember the number, but whatever. The point's the same. He said he would start over again.
He had a different quote last week.
To add to that drill, one of my favorite drills with the three footers on the chalk line is if you're a right-handed golfer, putt one-handed right-handed. And just if you can feel how your right wrist angles, and not to get too technical on the radio, but with your right wrist angles and how the blade moves through the stroke, it's a really, really good drill. That's a Tiger drill. He was doing this.
At putting, just one mechanical thought, if you're still putting right hand low, is to take the palm of the right hand square to your target line and just put the palm down the target line, and the blade should be square to that and follow it. So that's important. You guys are talking about doing 30 or 50 putts from 3 feet. One of the to make your superintendent happy is to move around.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stay in one spot while you're doing that. You know, he'll come out the next morning and find size, 11 or 14 footprints on the putting
green. He'll know who to look for.
Exactly.
I like that there's a drill. I don't know if you showed it to me, Jeff, or, I'll put a five-foot circle around a hole and just go from,
around. Had me do that, Jeff.
Putt from every angle on
around the world.
It's just a great drill because you get every angle on it.
And you want to do that on a breaking putt.
Yes.
So you learn how that.
So you can do it from both. You're getting a left to right and a right to left because you're moving around
Then you pick a flat one, it's the same putt. But, if there's a spot in the putting green that the hole's angled, then you've got every possible putt you could have on the golf course from 5 feet.
So if you made every putt inside 8 feet, what your score would be like.
Yeah. So, but for me, a right-hander, most people listening maybe are right-handed, that those shorter 3 to 5 feet that do break away from me, that go left to right, like those for me, obviously mentally, like I'm sitting here thinking like, this is harder for me. Like, why is it harder for me? Like, what, when those are breaking away from you, like what, in terms of my follow through, my finish, like what should I be doing there?
Well, it's the same stroke. You're going to pick your line, and people tend to, I call it wishing those putts in. They kind of get up there and ginch it a little bit and try to wish
it. That's a good phrase.
I pick my line. I'm not looking at the hole. I'm thinking about starting my ball on the line with the right speed, and I'm just going to hit the best putt I can and see what happens. Because you can hit good putts that don't go in. You can read it right. You can do everything, and you can catch an anomaly on the green or something and not make it. But commit to the putt. If you've decided it's outside the left edge, I'm going to hit it outside the left edge. A lot of people kind of push it a little bit down the target line towards the hole, and left to righters for some reason are a little bit more difficult than right to lefters for right-handed. So commit to it and just hit the best putt you can, and you'll start seeing them go in.
Or just start putting on the bullseye putter and putt those left-handed, Brian.
That's right. It's
never have a putt break away from you. Yeah,
absolutely.
You take the driver out of the bag and throw in an extra putter, and there you go.
No
doubt. Probably play better.
Might.
7:39 here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Minas, and we're with the PGA Pro from Craigburn, Frank LaForce, as we are inside, you said, the boardroom here, overlooking the 18th green. Just a beautiful course here. If you get a lucky chance to play it, you'll enjoy every day here.
Heather should be, we're about a month away from prime heather season.
Yeah, probably mid-June it'll be full bloom, and just in time for you to come back out, Kevin, and
awesome.
Play here. And I've stocking up balls right now, so we're ready for you.
Well, you know, it's one of the distinctive things, this golf course is the heather, the fescue. When it's up here, and it is, it shapes the golf course.
Sure.
The line, sight lines, but man, you're in it. You know, is it playable or is it a lateral hazard now?
Oh, probably within the last 10 years, they've been doing a lot of treatments on it. So we've found some good ways to thin it. So it's much more playable now than it was, 20 years ago.
And by playable, we mean chip it out lateral and just get back at the fairway.
Right. We've lost more members in the fescue than we have to death. So we're still looking for them. They'll be back.
The first time I was playing here, 17 is the par 3?
Yes.
And I hit it to the right, and it was actually, it was like teed up in the fescue. It was like in the middle of a plant, and I'm like, how do I hit this? Yeah. It was just it's a neat experience playing that, and there isn't any other place in Western New York like it.
Absolutely. Hey, before we go to break, Kev, we want to do a giveaway from our friends at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirlie Golf Dome.
Yes, you know what? Go get we talked about wedge fitting. We talked about tuning up the driver. We're going to get you a TrackMan session over at Woods to Wedges. So caller number 5, we'll get your name and address. We'll mail that directly to you. All right? This value is priceless. On this prize here. Normal contest rules apply.
803-0550.
I say priceless because it'll improve your game. But
that's right. Fifth
about a
$50
caller. Value.
Derek will we'll get you back in the studio there and let you know if you're the fifth caller. 803-0550. Get a session at Woods to Wedges on the track, man.
I will mention, by the way, the TD Green TV special aired 3 times last week on Channel 2. It'll air once again. It'll be midnight tomorrow, Sunday night, after, I think, Spiel the Wine. After the local news.
Start your DVR, right?
Yeah, get your DVR set right. Midnight, and then it'll be available online next week on Channel 2's website, too. So Woods to Wedges is featured in there, along with Custom Turf and a couple of other our partners.
And Custom Turf put a beautiful, beautiful mat in at Glen Oak this week. I'd really like to thank them. It's really going to help our operation.
We'll tweet out that picture people can see it.
It's great.
You show me the picture. It looks phenomenal. Yeah. So. I'm looking forward to my custom turf experience very soon here, coming up soon.
You know what? I putt every day in the basement with my son. He wants to have a putting contest every day.
Cool.
And he beats me nearly every day.
Yeah. Maybe you should work on these little drills we've been discussing.
I should work on them. There's no question about it.
That's right.
I've been chipping more in there than I've been putting, trying to get the scoring clubs right.
Yeah, your window show.
That's right.
All right, we're going to step aside here on Tee to Green. When we come back, we'll get you our look at the PGA Tour leaderboard this week. They are at the Byron Nelson. We'll tell you what's going on there when we return as we roll on here from Craigburn with PGA Pro Frank LaForce from Craigburn, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. He's from everywhere, and Glen Oak.
Kevin Sylvester.
The ether, yes.
Brian Colesio. Thanks for being with us here. Derek Kramer producing back in our studios. We'll let you know who won, too, from Woods to Wedges when we return after this. On Tee to Green, we're live at Craigburn here in East Aurora on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
The Western New York section, PGA of America, is your place to find the experts in the business and the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA facilities that are dedicated to helping individuals of all ages get involved in the game of golf. If you're looking for a beginner clinic, a junior tournament, your next match, or if you're interested in getting involved with the PGA Reach Western New York Foundation, contact the Western New York PGA office today. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, PGA Reach Western New York Foundation, and your local PGA professional, visit WNYPGA.com or join the conversation on Twitter at WNYPGA or search Western New York PGA on Facebook. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons, too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game. Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call Melissa at 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
You can now have your very own putting green at home with a solution from Custom Turf. Custom Turf will design and install a synthetic putting green at your home, allowing you to fine-tune your putting stroke whenever you want. Putting greens from Custom Turf are made to fit your home, indoors or out, to your specifications. You want undulation? Custom Turf can do it. Want several cups? Custom Turf can do that too. And you heard right, Custom Turf can make your man cave the ultimate with an indoor putting green. To learn more, check out their great work at CustomTurf.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel.
Yeah, we were just talking about Donald Ross during the break of how awesome our Tee to Green gear is as we get to our PGA Tour.
Frank's wearing Donald Ross, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Frank got the memo. Very nice.
He got the memo, yes.
I do, yeah.
It is our check of the PGA Tour. Absolutely. Check of the PGA Tour leaderboard brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel. I would agree with that. The Byron Nelson going on this week at Trinity Forest Golf
Club. New course,
yeah. Mark Leishman shot a 61 on day one, followed it up with a 66 yesterday. He is the leader, minus 15. Aaron Wise, one shot back, minus 14. Brian Gay, two back at minus 13. Former PGA champion Jimmy Walker is at minus 11. Other big names, Adam Scott, minus 10, probably the biggest name in the field. Jordan Spieth is minus 7. He's in 20th, but Leishman playing very well. He is your leader there. A couple of weeks in the Texas, they go to the D and the Dean and Dean DeLuca Invitational next week, or not anymore. What is it called now?
It's just a Fort Worth.
Fort Worth Invitational
this year, and it has a new sponsor coming on board next year.
Then they've got the St. Jude Classic before the U.S. Open.
That is correct, which, by the way, will be the last time. It's still going to be the FedEx St. Jude, but it's going to become a World Golf Championship event next year because Bridgestone is no longer going to be
at Akron.
Yeah, they're
just too bad. I love that.
But the WGC event is going to Memphis, and I think it's going to. I don't think they can stay in August.
Is the official schedule for next year out yet?
No, I know they were going to announce it on the players.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be interesting how they where they put that because they're always the week before the U.S. Open. They have a World Golf Championship event before week before the U.S. Open.
Right.
I don't know.
A lot of guys might take that week off to rest up.
But to have it in August, right before the playoffs, they may.
Right.
Right before the FedEx Cup playoffs, but Memphis in August.
I mean, whew.
Yeah. Are they?
Might bring three Donald Ross shirts with you. Use them all during the round.
Are they eliminating Firestone from an event altogether?
That's correct, yes.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I always say that's one of my
three-and-a-half-hour drive,
my go-to sporting field trips because it always fell on NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame weekend. And I always said that you can go and see essentially a major field because it was a World Golf event in Akron and a very, very friendly walking spectator course. It's up and down. It's super fun to watch. And then you've got the Hall of Fame ceremony. You go to see the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. Like, it was a good, as you said, 3.5 hours, and you can get to see a couple of really cool things.
Yeah.
So that, unfortunately, this will be the last year. So if you like my suggestion, do it this August because it's the last chance that they fall on the same weekend. Yeah.
This course, new venue for
Trinity Forest,
and it's a links style golf course in Texas near Dallas. And so you'll see guys hitting iron off the tee and guys hitting driver in the same hole. You can run it up there. It's an interesting layout golf course. Some guys like it, some don't.
Wow. Let's get to our PGA Tour Champions report now. It's brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. And this week, the Champions Tour are playing at Greystone Founders Course. And a two-way tie for the lead right now.
It's a major, by the way, for this.
Yeah, it's a four-round event this week. And Gene Sowers, and I'll let you say it because you're great at it, Miguel
Jimenez.
That's right. They're both 11 under par.
I love him. He's awesome.
He is so interesting.
Yeah, more people should warm up like him.
Maybe not.
I might break myself.
Guinness and a cigar and a little.
But it works, right?
Yeah, for him, it works.
All right. You want to talk about a guy who enjoys life. That guy enjoys.
Yeah, he played in the seniors when he was 22, the way he looks. he has it all going.
That's a great life. And he's enjoying this week, of course, so far. He's tied for the lead.
He lived on a yacht. He just recently got married, I think it was last year or 2 years ago. But up until that point, he lived on a yacht. That was his home. How cool is that?
So a major this week on the Champions Tour. So Sowers and Jimenez are at 11. Jerry Kelly amongst a group at 9 under par. Some of the other names you might be curious of. Steve Stricker, who was playing well early at the Players. He's at minus 7, so he's 4 off the lead. And Rochester's Jeff Sluman, minus 6. And your John Daly update, Jeff, you always look for it. He is 9 back at minus 2. But Stricker has been back and forth this year. Go ahead, Daly.
Well, I was going to say, now that we can gamble on golf coming up, this will be a lot of heavy wagers on John Daly.
Would you?
I would never bet that much.
Talk about a hard Daly.
No,
John Daly.
But, however this rule is going to be implemented, right? Would you bet? I mean, think about it. There's 144 guys in a field every week. Good luck picking the winner.
Well, you get good odds.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying,
it's hard.
There's a
lot
of horses
in that
race.
You could go a whole season and not pick one just because it's that tough.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations to our winner, Andrew Tyne of Gettysville. He gets the TrackMan session at Woods to Wedges. So, Andrew, you'll enjoy that. We'll get that out to you. Derek's got your information back in the studio, so congratulations again, Andrew Tyne of Gettysville.
You'll thank us later, Andrew.
Yeah,
yeah. You've gone through that track, man. I've done it.
Cool.
We've all done it. It's such a
Well, it's
cool
eye-opening, right?
I mean, it is.
Because, check your ego at the door. And, all these guys, I hit it 300 yards. No, you don't. No, you don't. You know, like few guys. Like Frank, come on, you see it all the time,
maybe
right?
A handful of guys that can hit it 300.
Right, and then they hit it, and they're like, "My carry distance is only 225 yards." Huh.
Yeah, I don't laugh anymore as I've gone up in age at people's carry distance anymore.
Yeah, so. But you know what's good about it is you figure out, okay, you know what? Check, you know, when you're on the golf course, too, to help you check your ego. That's a 150. You know what? I'm going to hit a 6 here, you know, instead of hitting the 7, just because, like, how many times do you clip it perfect?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know, that's a good point. You should target every shot with the club that even at 80%, it's going to get you there.
Right.
Because perfection and golf really don't go hand in hand. You know, yeah, Jack Nicklaus always had the gray line that he only hit one good shot around.
Yeah, one shot as he intended.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so exactly. So they're, you know, probably the greatest golfer of all time saying that. And, you know, we're all out there trying, you know, every shot that we're going to hit perfect, and it's not going to happen.
Or figure, you know, you mentioned playing the hole backwards. Figure out where the miss is.
Correct.
Right? Yeah, if the miss, you can't miss short, then play it longer.
Correct. And that, you know, that's a great thing right there for strategy on the golf course is, you know where your miss is so you can play to the strong points. So
here's a stat to back up to our discussion on putting. Webb Simpson. Now, this might be skewed a little because with the lead he played with, he might have been more conservative
sure.
off the tee.
Right.
But last in the field in driving distance, number one in putting, what is it, the scoring?
Strokes gained putting. Yeah.
Number one in strokes gained putting last week.
Yeah, when you're watching the players who are winning, they're always putting well. You're never winning an event if you're not putting well.
Well, the key things they look at are proximity to the hole, because the closer to the hole, the more putts you're going to make, right?
Yeah.
You know, excuse me, another thing to look at is total feet of putts made. Like, you know, Dustin Johnson made 145 feet of putts in the second round. Like, that's a lot. You know, you think about it. If your number's low, that means you're two putting a lot. Because, you know, your feet, it doesn't count the one you missed from 30 feet. It counts the one you made from two.
Yeah, if you go around, you got 12 feet of made putts all day.
Right, yeah. It's not a good day on the greens. No, but if you're, you know, up over 100, you had a great day on the putting green.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure in that final round, there might have been holes that he might have normally maybe hit a driver that he didn't because he had the lead. But the point is the same. As you guys said before, like, if you want to take strokes off your game, go over to the short the short area, practice area, work on chipping and putting.
Drive for show, that old saying. Yeah,
that's
putt for
correct.
Show.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, having a strategy, I mean, how many times you know, do you have a golfer go out there and not have a strategy whatsoever, you know? And you need it. You just need to know where everything is on the golf course. Do you guys have yardage books here?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, get one. If a course offers a yardage book, grab it. It'll tell you, wow, I've got 100. You know, you can shoot the laser all you want, but sometimes that book's got the great information and, okay, I'm at this point. I got 145 yards to clear the bunker. So that's the minimum shot I have to hit.
Yeah. And also, you know, our yardage book, to Jeff's advantage, you get to the ninth tee, it tells you what you want for lunch.
Yeah.
You know, so Jeff could go down, place his order, and it'd be there when he gets off the ninth green. So it's
talk
nice,
about a rain delay. Yeah, you're going to play through me on 10.
You know, and back to the Champions Tour, you guys are talking about everybody in the field, and I believe in August this year, one of Buffalo's own, Dudley Hart, will be moving out to area.
Yeah.
So we're all you know, excited to see what he does out there.
I think
he's
going to play the LECOM.
Okay,
I think so, because they have a media day Monday, and I think he's scheduled to be there. Or at least he was, you know, a few weeks ago.
Super.
And that's because he turns 50 in July, right?
August.
Okay, yeah. So he'll still be eligible to play. So I think he's going to play at the LECOM Health Challenge at Peak and Peak on the Web.com Tour, and you know, then he'll be eligible to play on the Champions Tour.
He can still play too.
Oh, he's,
I mean, he's solid.
Very, very good.
Great ball striker, right?
Oh,
I mean,
solid.
And a guy you root for. He's
yes.
A good guy.
The Senior PGA Championship's also coming up, so we should say good luck to Kurt Stauffer.
That's right.
We were there a few weeks ago at Pine Acres in Bradford. We did our show there, and Kurt's going to be playing in it. I believe it's next weekend.
Next weekend, that's right.
So good luck, Kurt.
In the Ubers, right? Upper Peninsula?
Yeah, Benton Harbor, right?
Yeah. You know what? I love to see him have a great
show. I think it's
there.
The same place Freezer played in the PGA Championship.
Yes, it was when he made it.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a player, and I've played with Kirk once, and he doesn't get himself in trouble.
No.
Right?
No,
I mean, so solid. You got to think he's got a chance, right? Keep it around level par. That's his game, and you got to think he's got a chance to make the weekend if he plays
that
way.
Yeah, he putts. Yeah. He's a solid putter.
Yeah, nothing fazes Kirky.
No. A hell of a chance. He doesn't hit it in trouble, and you said if he putts well, he'll have a chance.
Frank, thanks for having us here, man.
Our pleasure. Hopefully you guys have another great summer of doing these shows, and look forward to having you back here again.
Yeah, you may see us out this summer, Frankie. Yeah,
Jeff, you can caddy for me.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hey, nine holes.
Frank's
nine
perfect holes. For our round table.
I was going to say, Frank, you right come in. Every week to take shots at Jeff.
Well, I took two shots at Faulkner. I guess I deserve it. Yeah.
I got to protect my staff.
Yeah,
that's right.
See, Frank. You guys are out to Glen Oaks next week, so I'm sure that's it'll right. be a great table.
Yep, we're at Glen Oaks next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So come out and watch the show, everybody, too. It's live if you want to get out there and watch it, and then go play a nice round of golf at Glen Oaks.
Yeah, same architect as this
Robert Trenchell Sr. Yep.
That's right. He does nice work, right?
He does, yes.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
So to all of you on Tee to Green on our Facebook page, we're going to say goodbye to you. Want to thank General Manager Dan Franklin also for setting all this up and giving us the warm welcome here this morning. Thanks to Frank LaForce. Frank, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Derek Kramer back in our Amherst studios. Derek, thank you as always for your fine work and for all of you listening. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be on at 2 today.
It's Preakness.
So get your wallet out, boys. We got to do our Preakness bet.
We haven't won yet.
Yeah. No, we have not.
We're 0 for like the last 3 years. Yeah. But today's our day. Talk to you at 2 for the Preakness Stakes. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green here live at Craig Byrne. We'll be at Glen Oak next Saturday. Every Saturday, 7 to 8 right here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.